I am overjoyed today that I can worship God today with you, my community. I have been away for quite some time. Nakaka-miss din, ano? Pag wala kayo, nami-miss ko kayo. But I was able to minister in a place where God wants me to go and observe. Marami akong natutunan, no? For the past 2 weeks, I've learned so many things, and I think I've grown a bit, you know, those mga bagay na natutunan ko. Let me tell you a story. Kwento ng isang bishop to. Sabi niya, sa church nila, merong isang negosyante, meron siyang restaurant. Sino ba sa inyo may restaurant dito? Okay, si Brother Paeng. Okay, ano oras bumubukas? Meron siyang restaurant. At in the same community, meron ding isang member sa community na yan na medyo brusko, matapang, siga. And every day, he goes to the restaurant of that kasama niya sa church. Pinupuntahan niya yung restaurant na yon. Kakain siya. He would order a sandwich, he would order a burger at coffee. And pagkatapos niyang kumain, hindi siya magbabayad. You know, hindi siya magbabayad kasi kasama lang naman sa church. So it goes on like that. Every week, minsan every day, he goes to the restaurant of that brother and he would order sandwich, burger, then coffee. Then after eating, he stands up and he just walks away. Siga. Okay? So, it went on for how many months ganyan? Pero yung may-ari ng restaurant, kasama niya rin sa church, tahimik lang siya. He's very quiet. He doesn't want to confront. You know? Until one day, that person, yung siga na yon, got sick, nagkasakit. And he almost died, muntik siyang mamatay. Kaya ingat ha, dun sa mga kumakain sa restaurant, hindi nagbabayad, mag-ingat. And he got sick, nung nandun na siya sa ospital, nagkaroon siya ng revelation. Minsan, ganyan tayo, di ba? When we get sick, nagkakaroon tayo ng mga revelation. He had revelation that what he's doing in his life is wrong. Ang daming mga bagay sa buhay na ginagawa niya, mali. No? Na-realize niya nung nagkasakit siya. And so, after a few days, when he went out of the hospital, then he went to that restaurant again. Pumunta na naman siya sa restaurant na yon. And pagkatapos, umorder na naman siya ng sandwich and the usual, yung coffee niya. Pero pagkatapos niyang kumain, tinawag niya yung may-ari. Sabi niya sa may-ari, pasensya na po. For the past few months I've been eating here, hindi ako nagbabayad. Now I'm going to pay. Mali yung ginawa ko. Ngayon magbabayad na ako. So binayaran niya yung kinain niya. Sabi niya, nagbago na ako. Ang sabi ng may-ari ng restaurant, sabi niya, well, praise God, maraming salamat. Ngayon magbabago din ako. Hindi na ako dudura sa pagkain na ino-order mo. Kasi magbabayad ka na. Hindi ko naduduraan yung kape mo. Okay? So, anyway, just remember the story. Later on, maintindihan natin bakit ganyan yung kwento ko, no? Why I told you that story. If there's going to be a topic that I would like to share with you in my homily, the topic is dangerous silence. No? Dangerous silence. Yung delikadong silence. Okay? What is dangerous silence? Well, it is the silence in the face of wrongdoing. Yung tumatahimik tayo na may ginagawang masama at tumatahimik tayo. No? That silence is not good. No? It can be dangerous. So, we have to see that silence has value. When I pray, I spend more time in silence. Sometimes I go out, when I am away, I spend time in silence also to pray, no? But silence is not always harmless. Akala natin wala namang masama pag tahimik yung tao, pero minsan silence can be dangerous, no? Now, I will ask you a question today. Have you ever seen someone moving in the wrong direction, but you remain silent because you are afraid to speak? Naranasan nyo na ba yung may nakita kayong kapatid nyo sa church? Alam nyo mali ang ginagawa, pero tumatahimik ka dahil natatakot kang magsalita. Naranasan nyo na ba yan? Hindi nyo pa naranasan. Naranasan ko na yan. I saw someone doing a bad thing, and yet, natatakot ako pag kausapin ko, baka magalit lang, ano? I'm afraid. And so I did not speak. Tumahimik lang ako. Now, have you ever avoided a very important conversation because you did not want to cause conflict? Naranasan nyo na ba rin yung iniiwasan nyo yung pag-uusap? May mga pag-uusap na importante pero iniiwasan mo dahil alam mo pag you engage on that, magkakaroon kayo ng conflict ng kausap mo. Have you avoided some conversation like that? Yes, many times, no? Yung alam ko mapag-uusapan yung kasalanan niya, so hindi na lang ako sumasabay sa kwentuhan, no? I just avoid dahil it will really cause conflict. Okay? Someone told me that when you stand up against your enemies, that's great. Yung tayuan mo talaga, yung tama, sa harap ng kaaway mo, you stand up against your enemy is great. But let me tell you something, standing up to your friends is even greater. Sometimes we can stand up to our enemies and correct them. Pero pagdating sa mga kaibigan natin, ang hirap, di ba? Napakahirap to stand up to your friends to correct them. It's difficult. Today's readings, our four readings today, the Old Testament, the Psalm reading, the New Testament reading, and the Gospel today, today's readings remind us that silence is not always harmless. God calls Ezekiel, in our first reading, God calls Ezekiel to be a watchman. Okay? Ano yung trabaho ng watchman? The watchman is there to correct people when they sin. Yun ang trabaho ni Ezekiel. Inutusan siya ng Diyos. If you see someone doing wrong, you have to correct. Why? Because if that person dies, pag namatay yan, okay? At hindi nyo man lang tinuruan ng tama, pag namatay yan, kasama ka dahil hindi mo tinuruan. You know? May kwento nga na isang tao pumunta sa langit. Naharap si St. Peter, nandun si St. Peter. Sabi ni St. Peter sa kanya, "Aba, ang dami mong pagkakamali. Mukhang hindi ka makakaakyat dito." Tapos din nagtatalo sila ng tao, nag-uusap sila. Sabi, "Ang dami mong mga mali, hindi ka pwedeng umakyat dito." Then later on, nandun daw si Jesus. Sabi ni Jesus, "Ano nangyari?" Sabi niya, "Eto Lord, ang daming pagkakamali. Mukhang hindi makakaakyat to dito." So tinanong ni Lord, sabi niya, "Saan ang mga magulang nito? Saan yung mga kaibigan nito? Hindi man lang nila tinuruan to." So kinanap daw ni Lord, sabi niya, "Okay, ito na lang gawin natin. Sige, paakyatin mo yan, pero yung mga magulang niya, yung mga kaibigan niya na hindi siya tinuruan, i-hold mo sila." Okay? And this is what God was telling Ezekiel. Sabi niya, if you see someone doing wrong, you have to correct. Because if that person dies and you did not correct him, you will also go to hell. Amen? Pero if you see someone doing wrong and you correct that person and he continues with the same sin, that person will only die for his sin and you will be saved. Okay, wala ka nang, hindi ka madadamay dahil sinabihan mo eh. Ayaw talaga makikinig. Siya na, no? So that is the first reading. Okay, and also, Jesus teaches us in the gospel today how to correct others with truth, love, wisdom, and the desire to restore. Yan ang gospel natin, no? Our psalm reading encourages us to be humble so as to receive understanding when instructed and corrected. Ang psalm reading, tinuturuan din tayo na maging humble din dahil minsan tayo din ay kinokorrect din. Okay? We love to correct others, but we don't want to be corrected. It takes humility to be instructed and to be corrected. Our second reading also teaches us, Paul teaches us, that to love, we have to love each other, and that it is, to love means to will the good of the other. We have to love one another. Oh, no man, no, walang debt, no? Oh, no man except the debt to love. Okay? Huwag kang uutang sa kapwa mo, sabi niya. The only debt that you have is the debt to love that person. Okay? Now, ang problema daw ngayon, sabi ng mga doktor, mayroong mga taong umuutang at may mga taong inuutangan. Pero sabi nila, sa finding sa science, yung nangungutang, mabilis makalimot, nagkaka-Alzheimer. Di ba? Pero yung inutangan, hindi nakakakalimot. Okay, so tanungin mo yung katabi mo, may utang ka ba? Okay. Sige. Sa negosyo, kailangan yung utang, di ba? Kailangan umutang tayo. Hindi masama ang umutang. In the business, you need to borrow money, you know? Sa mga pamilya, when you're sending your children through school, pag nagpapaaral ka, hindi na uutang yung school. So, minsan, kapos ka sa budget, kailangan mo umutang para bayaran yung matrikula ng mga bata. Okay? Well, sometimes we need to. Ang hindi lang ganda yung nagkaka-amnesia ka na at hindi mo na matandaan na may utang ka. Yun ang mali. Okay? So, our gospel today teaches us that we should not remain silent in the face of wrongdoing. Okay? But always remember that when you are correcting someone, you are correcting a brother. Etong turo sa gospel, if your brother sin against you, take note, hindi niya sinabing, if a soldier, if a lawyer, if a businessman, no, sabi niya, if a brother. Okay? Two Sundays ago, nakita natin sa gospel how Jesus chose Peter to be an apostle. Diba? And we know, we all know in the gospel, si Peter ay palpak talagang tao. How many of you know that? How many of you know that? Peter is a fisherman, right? Twice in the Bible, it was mentioned na nag-fishing siya. Dalawang beses sinabi sa Bible, nag-fishing siya. Dalawang beses din sinabi sa Bible, wala siyang nakukuha. So, anong klaseng fisherman yan? Palpak. Okay? Palpak din siya as a friend. You know, I will never let you down, Lord. Sasamahan kita. Hindi kita iiwan. Ganyan. Mahal niya yung kaibigan niya. But last minute, we all know what happened, no? Nung kinonfront si Peter, kasama mo ba to? Ano sabi ni Peter? Hindi ko nga kilala yan, di ba? You know, one blunder after the other. Palagi siyang blooper si Peter. He makes mistakes one after the other. You read the gospel, puro palpak si Peter. The only time na medyo hindi siya pumalpak was nung tinanong siya ni Lord, Peter, sino ako sa'yo? And Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus blessed him. Blines talaga siya ni Lord. Blessed are you, son, Simon. You know? Hindi siya pumalpak when he made the confession. And Jesus said to him, now you are the rock. And on this rock, I will build my church. Wow! Pinili ka agad siya ni Lord. Pinili kagad siya ni Lord na maging leader ng simbahan. You are the rock. You will be providing the foundation because of this revelation you have. I will build my church on this revelation of yours. Pinili siya ni Lord. Kung kayo, tatanungin ko, if you are going to choose a bishop, would you choose a person na palaging palpak? Oh, no way. If I'm going to choose, I would not choose Peter. Magiging leader because he fails all the time. Palpak ng palpak. Pagkasabi niya na, you are the Messiah, sa sunod, nung in-explain na ni Jesus sa kanya kung anong klaseng Messiah siya, sabi ni Peter, hindi, mangyayari yan. Tinawag na naman siya ni Lord, Satan. Palpak naman, di ba? But God chose Peter because kahit na palpak na yung buhay ni Peter, there is one thing Peter has that the Lord, why the Lord chose him. When the Lord asked Peter, do you love me? What did Peter say? Lord, you know. Alam mo. If there's one thing about Peter, why God would choose him, is because he loves Jesus. Amen? Amen? Ganun magpili si Lord. When God chooses disciples, when He chooses leaders, palpak ang mga pinipili ni Lord. You will not find a perfect leader. You can never find a perfect leader except Jesus. God would choose flawed and imperfect people to be His leader. But one thing for sure, leaders in the church love the Lord. Amen? And did Peter become successful? Naging successful ba si Peter as the first pope, as the first leader of the church? Was he successful kahit palpak siya? Was he successful? Yeah, I believe so because at the end of his life, pumunta rin siya sa cross. He went, he was not afraid to face the cross. And he died just like his master on the cross. Ang sabi pa nga niya, sabi niya, baliktad lang. Ayaw kong mamatay kagaya ng master ko. I'm not deserving of that death. And so pinako siya sa cross, baliktad. For me, that is success. To follow the Lord until the end. Maraming mga leader sumusunod kay Lord sa umpisa, pero pagkatapos, in the end, they just fall away. Peter followed Christ to the cross. At the end of his life, he followed Him. He was successful. And why was he successful? Bakit siya successful? Because Jesus believed in him. Pinili siya ni Lord. Amen? Amen? When I first became your bishop, I have doubts. I doubted myself because I know my failures. I know my weaknesses. Paano ako maging bishop? This church is so great a church. And I don't deserve to be a leader of this church. I have so many failures in my life. Some of you know my failures. But what gave me confidence to step up and become a leader is the faith of Jesus to call me. May salit aro Ginoo kay Peter, bisan palpak imaw. Do yun, runag, himo nga maging successful si Peter. Not his faith, not his perfection, not anything. He was successful because Jesus had faith in him, in choosing him. And every leader, every priest, every deacon should realize that God chose you. And you know why? It's not because you're perfect. God chose us because He trusts us. And we put our confidence in that. Second Sunday, the Sunday before this Sunday, we see again Jesus explaining not only what kind of a Messiah He is, He also explained what He expects from those who will follow Him. Amen? Sinabi niya rin, if you're going to follow after me, kung susunod kayo sa akin, if you are going to be my disciples, you know what? You have to deny yourself. Pick up your cross and you follow me. Ito yung mga requirements ni Lord. Not only on the Messiah, but the requirements of God for disciples. Amen? You have to deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Carry your cross. And then you follow Jesus. Okay? Don't follow Him on Facebook only. Nagiging virtual friends lang tayo ni Jesus. You know, I love Jesus. Post ka agad, no? I love the Lord. Post ka agad, you know? Tapos yung nakakita na naman, like, heart, you know? Tapos sasabihin nila, disciple kami ni Lord kasi nag-heart kami sa post niya. Okay? It takes more than that to be a disciple of Christ. If you're going to follow Christ, you cannot follow Him as a fan. You cannot follow Him as an admirer. You follow Jesus as a disciple. And a disciple is one who has learned to deny himself, carry his cross, and then intentionally follow Him wherever He goes. Okay? Yun yung Sunday, last Sunday. Today, we continue on discipleship. Alam ng Diyos na pag tayo ay sumunod sa Kanya at magsasama-sama tayong susunod sa Kanya, alam ng Diyos na minsan, magkakainitan tayo ng ulo. Alam ni Lord. Kaya ngayon, ang tinuturo ni Lord sa gospel, He's teaching us how we will conduct ourselves as disciples. How will we treat each other when we begin to offend each other? Amen? Now, how many of you familiar sa binasa natin sa gospel kanina? When two or three are gathered in His name, He will be in the midst of them. Okay? You read that carefully. Sa Bisaya, hambawang ko sa Bisaya, kung siin do daywa o tatlo nga magatipon, okay, sa pangalan ko, gapatunga ako kanda. I will be in the midst of them, nagapatunga ako kanda. Haman nga gapatunga ro Ginoo. Because when two or three people come together, there will always be conflicts. When two or three or five or more people coming together, hindi natin maiwasan na magkakaroon tayo ng conflict. Why? Because when we come together, there will be misinterpretation, misunderstanding. Okay? Last year, you know, may sinabi ako dito sa pulpito kasi may naririnig kong umiiyak yung mga bata, sumisigaw yung mga bata, at everyone was preventing the children. Huwag kang maingay. Hey. Magulo ka mo kay Bishop, nadidistract si Bishop. And I said in the pulpit, I don't know kung naalala nyo, sinabi ko sa pulpito, hayaan nyo yung mga bata. Because I am never distracted by the sound of children. Hindi ako naguguluhan sa ingay ng bata sa loob ng simbahan. Tapos sinabi ko, this is what I said, and ito yung nagkaroon ng problema sa akin. Nung sinabi ko na, mas nadidistract ako sa isang matanda na umuubo ng ubo sa loob ng simbahan. Okay, ano ibig sabihin? Anong gusto kong iparating? Okay? Okay lang yung mga bata, maingay. You know, just let them be. I'm not distracted. Kung ako yung iniisip nyo, walang problema sa akin, maingay yung mga bata. Mas na didistract ako, I get uncomfortable when I hear an elderly coughing. Now, may nagsabi sa akin, Grabe si Bishop. Galit pala siya sa mga matatanda. Hindi ko sinabi yan. Ay, grabe naman si Bishop. Walang heart, walang compassion sa mga matatanda. Eh, matanda yan, umuubo talaga yan. I did not say that. I did not say I hate old people, elderly people. I love the elderly. Tingnan nyo. Pag Sunday, hindi ko gusto lahat ng elderly uuwi na walang malang makain. I love. I said that I am distracted when they start coughing because I am concerned they might be sick. Baka may sakit na yan. Huwag mo nang patagalin yan sa upuan, dalhin na natin sa ospital yan, pa-check up na yan. Baka anong mangyari. Yun ang ibig kong sabihin noon. Now, ang interpretation nila, nung sinabi ko yon, nakaka-distract yung matandang umuubo, galit si Bishop, ayaw ni Bishop sa mga matatanda. Hindi po. Anong tawag doon? Misunderstanding. Kaya sa isip ko, wala akong ginagawang masama, wala akong sinabing masama, pero minasama ng isang tao yung sinabi ko. Amen? Now, nangyayari ba yan sa simbahan? Madalas. It happens in the church. Kaya gusto ko yung prayer ni Father Haynes pa sa mga deacons natin i-ordain. Sabi niya, may they be ready to be misunderstood. May they be ready, itong mga deacons natin, they will be misinterpreted. Yeah. Kasi yung mga deacons natin, sasawayin tayo niyan eh. Yung mga deacons natin, magdidisiplina sa atin yan. And they will be misunderstood na mayabang. Grabe naman tong deacon na to, ang yabang nito. Diba? They will be misunderstood. Kaya pinagdadasal na sila ni Father Haynes. Yeah, we will have misunderstanding. That's why in the church, this is the most offensive place. The church is the most offensive place. Akala mo lang yung nagkikita tayong lahat, di ba? Pas-smile-smile tayo, di ba? Hi, sister. Oh, ngiting aso pala. Alam mo yung ngiting aso? Nakasmile ka, pero galit na galit ka. Doon man ang tao nga ron, ay bungkol, tama na ron. Abo, tama na inubra ka ron kakon. Di ba? Kaya nga dun sa ano, kinikwento ko kanina. Oh, tahimik lang yung may-ari ng restaurant. Tahimik lang siya, hindi siya nagagalit. Nakasmile lang siya. Pero yung kinakain mo, puno ng laway niya. Dahil may galit siya, tahimik siya. And this is the problem with the church. Because we remain silent. Ang utos ng Diyos sa atin, when conflict comes, you have to talk to your brother. Because to remain silent will only cultivate resentment in your heart. Magkakaroon ka lang ng galit. Kasi sabi, ugaling Pilipino yan. Hayaan mo na. Hayaan mo na para hindi na magulo. Ugaling Pilipino yan. No? And sometimes, dinadala natin sa simbahan. Ang sabi ng Diyos sa atin, if we're going to be disciples of Christ, if we are going to be the community of Jesus, we have to learn to talk to your brother if he offends you. Don't remain silent in the face of wrongdoing because in doing so, pag ginawa mo yan, magkakaroon ka ng galit sa puso mo. At pag nagalit ka sa puso mo, paulit-ulit yung gagawin dahil hindi mo naman sinasabihan eh. Tapos nagagalit ka na araw-araw, then that anger turns into resentment. You begin to hate your brother. Kaya marami sa suob ng simbahan nakangiti. Parang walang galit. Pero ngiting aso. Diba? Ngiting aso eh. Akala mo nakasmile, pag hawak mo, kagatin ka na. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why when someone is offended, you talk sa bahay. No, let's go to the home. Because the home is like a little church. I really encourage in the home that you talk kung may problema at mag-usap kayo. Hindi yung tatahimik yung asawa, tatahimik yung lalaki, tatahimik yung mga anak, tatahimik yung nanay, at tahimik. Mamaya, wala na. Nag-alsabalutan na yung nanay, yun pala, magdi-divorce na. Bakit sa ilang taon na tinitiis niya? Pero kung nag-usap lang, sit down and let's talk and confront. Eh, Bishop, mga Pilipino, ganun kami. Yeah, Pilipino tayo, pero huwag niyong kalimutan, ha? Kristiyano muna tayo. Bago ka maging Pilipino, maging Kristiyano ka muna. Ang Kristiyano, etong sinasabi ni Lord, this is how we're going to handle. Why? Because in the church, in the family, we will experience conflict. Because we are not perfect people. And perfect people is being perfected by God. Iron and iron, okay, will sharpen each other. We are to grow. And in growing up, we will have conflicts because you cannot grow without conflict. Hindi ka magmamature. Yung mga taong sasabihin nila, aalis na ako sa church, doon na lang ako sa kuweba ko kasi ayaw ko ng conflict, they will never grow. You want to grow in your spiritual life, remain in the community. Eh, Bishop, ang ganito, nag-aaway na kami, hayaan mo. Ginabaid na kita, Ginoo, ginabaid kita, our sharp edges are being, you know, we're rubbing elbows until one day we will learn to bear with each other's weakness. A day will come, you will tell your brother, I don't need you to change, I love you anyway. Bakit mo siya natutunang mahalin kahit hindi siya nagbago? Kasi nasanay ka na. You have learned. That's why we grow in the church when we are together. Amen? Amen? When we are in conflict, we have to talk. I was in Mindanao. Nung nandun kami sa Mindanao, anniversary ni Bishop Raimundo, nagulat ako. Kasi bago kumain, tinawag yung buong kongregasyon nandun, ano? Then one of the priests stood up, sabi niya, kakain tayo, libre yung lechon, may lechon, ang daming pagkain. Tapos sinabi ng pare, nandun ako, nakikinig ako sa announcement, akala ko, pila tayo dito, yung isang, hindi, yung announcement niya ganito, kakain tayong lahat, pero yung sobra na pagkain, dadalhin sa outreach. Meron silang outreach na mahihirap talagang nakatira doon. Gusto ni Bishop yung sobrang pagkain, ipapakain doon sa isang outreach. So yung part ng lechon, kukunin, tapos yung natirang pagkain, dadalhin sa outreach. Tapos itong sabi ng pare, panawagan sa lahat ng mga Sharon Cuneta. Grabe! Wow! Nagulat ako sa ko, oh! Sinabi yan! Sa lahat ng mga Sharon Cuneta dito, please, huwag niyong baluhin ang pagkain. Kumain kayo hanggat gusto niyong kumain, huwag magbalot. Nung sinabi yon, para akong nanginig. Sabi ko, ang tapang naman ng paring to. Sabi ko, pag sinabi ko yan sa St. Michael, may batong lilipad sa akin. Di ba? Pag kumain tayo, sabi niya, pabala sa lahat ng mga Sharon Cuneta dito, huwag kayo magbabalot ng pagkain, lahat ng pagkain na matitira, dadalhin sa outreach. Tapos ito pa, sa mga taong in charge na nagpe-prepare ng pagkain, huwag kayong mauna kumuha. Kasi minsan, nandun sa loob ng simbahan, yung pagkain na sa labas, yung naghahanda, nagbabalot na. Sabi nila, para sa pamilya namin sa bahay, binabalot na. Mga kapatid, mali po yan. Pero hindi natin sinasabi, tumatahimik tayo. Kaya sa mga Sharon Cuneta sa simbahan, di ba? Nakatanggap ako ng video. Isang member ng simbahan natin nang babalot. Sabi ko, ba't hindi nyo kinausap? Sabi niya, Bishop, pag kinausap mo yun, magagalit lang. Binidyo na lang namin. Mas mali po yun. Kasi mapapahiya yung tao. Sana linapitan nyo na lang. Sinabihin mo, sister, pakibalik ng litsyon. Huwag muna kumuha, ano? Atin-atin lang. Okay? Hindi natin ginagawa yan. Hinahayaan natin yung isang tao magkamali, tumatahimik tayo. At anong ginagawa natin? Reklamo tayo ng reklamo. Ay, nano, manmanaron. Ay, Sharon, punita, gita manaron. Tapos, ano yan? We gossip, chinichismis natin. Mas gusto pa natin kausapin yung ibang tao tungkol sa kanya. Ang sabi ni Lord, huwag niyong pag-usapan yung tao na yan. Puntahan niyo yung tao na yan at kausapin niyo. Bakit hindi natin ginagawa? Kasi mas mahirap. Mas mahirap kausapin yung kapatid mo na nagkamali. Mas madali kausapin yung iba tungkol sa kanya. Diba? Kaya nga, mga kapatid, ang nangyayari sa simbahan, nagkakaroon tayo ng maraming hidwaan. We have so much resentment in the church. We have so much hatred in the church because hindi natin sinusunod yung paraan ng Diyos. Sabi niya, when your brother sin against you go and talk to your brother privately. Bakit? Bakit kayo lang mag-uusap? Kasi dapat hindi siya pinapahiya. Kasi yung tao, pag napahiya na, hindi na aamin ng kasalanan niya. Nagkahiyaan eh. Pero pag kayong dalawa lang, and only the two of you are talking, and you tell your brother, you know what? If we follow this instruction, healing will flow in your life. May ginawa yung kapatid mo sa'yo. Masama ang ginawa sa'yo. Huwag mo i-chismis muna. Huwag mo ikwento sa iba. Puntahan mo yung kapatid mo. Remember, you are correcting a brother or a sister. Kung kapatid mo yan, kapatid rin ni Jesus yan. Huwag mo ipahamak yung kapatid ng Panginoon. So sabi ni Lord, when your brother sin against you, which will happen? Mangyayari talaga at mangyayari sa simbahan yan. Sabi niya, you go and talk to your brother if he listens to you. You see, you talk to him because your heart is to love. Yan ang sinasabi sa second reading. Huwag kang mag-correct dahil nag-demand ka ng justice. You know, sometimes we correct people not because we love them, we correct them because I want justice. Minsan yung correction natin is a disguise for vengeance. Gusto ko lang gumanti. Diba sabi sa Bible, open rebuke is better than secret love. Open rebuke, but open rebuke has to be done with love. The motive of what Jesus is saying to us, and we are in the church, magmamahalan tayo. Amen? Amen. We have to love each other. And in doing so, we will begin to offend each other. Yes, but this is how we're going to do it. When we offend each other, we have to forgive each other. How? By going to your brother first. And you talk to him privately. When you do that, healing begins to happen. Alam nyo ba, may healing pag kinakausap mo yung kapatid mo na nagkasala sa'yo. There's healing. That person you're talking to will realize his mistake and will appreciate you not exposing him. And there is healing in his heart. Ikaw rin na nagkokompronta, mag-heal din yung puso mo. Mawawala rin yung galit mo kasi nakinig yung kapatid mo. Ang problema sa atin, pag nagkamali yung isa, kalat ka agad, kwento mo na sa barkada mo, itong ginawa niyan. Tapos mamaya, nakapost na sa social media. Nandun na sa Facebook. Mag-andam ka, mamatay ka man gihapon. Sino post ito? Sinong kaaway nito? Diba? Kaya nga, hindi natin sinusunod si Lord, napupuno tayo ng away, hatred. And you know what? If a church, if the church is so full of resentment and hatred, guess what? We are not in a very good spiritual environment. Our growth in the Lord will be hampered. Di tayo mag-grow. Maraming galit, maraming resentment. Kaya bilang obispo ninyo nananawagan ako, linisin natin ang simbahan. Nag-clean up tayo kahapon sa physical church. Let's clean up the church also inside. Clean up our hearts. You know? Pag merong kapatid at may ginawang kasalanan sa iyo, puntahan mo na, kausapin mo na. Tingnan nyo ha, hindi yung may kasalanan ang uuna. Anong sinasabi natin? Siyang may kasalanan, siyang lumapit. Makamundo po yan. Ang sabi ni Lord, if your brother offends you, siyang may kasalanan, ikaw ang unang lalapit sa kanya. And you talk to that person. If he listens to you, well and good. You have won your brother over. There is now reconciliation. There is now healing between you. Patuloy yung pag-grow nyo kay Lord. But if your brother does not listen to you, pag hindi siya nakinig, anong gagawin? Pabarangay mo na. Hindi. If your brother does not listen, you get two or three witnesses. Remember what the scripture says? When two or three of you come together, I'm going to be with you. You bring two or three witnesses and talk to your brother. Again, hindi nyo siya lilibakin. Pupuntahan nyo pa rin siya. Okay? Sinong pipiliin ko? Yeah, I'll choose two witnesses. Witness that we both trust. Witnesses that we both believe is credible. Hindi bias. Bakit? Wala siya sa problema ko eh. Kaya makapag-isip siya. Pwede niya tayong pagkausapin. Amen? Now, if that brother does not listen even with the two or three witness, then you bring the matter to the ecclesia. Bring the matter to the church. When I say bring the matter to the church, huwag niyong i-announce sa pulpito. You announce it, you tell it to the leader of the church. You tell it to the leadership para maayos yan. Now, if he does not listen to you, not even to the church, ang sabi doon, now, you treat him like a tax collector. You let him go. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Pwede na, Bishop, pwede na nating tirahin, pwede na nating criticize. No, hindi po yan yung sinasabi. Excommunication from the community, when you are being excommunicated from the community, doesn't mean that the community hates you. No, it's still love. You turn him over to what he wants so that one day he will realize mali ang ginawa ko. May mga tao na gustong umalis sa simbahan at umalis sila sa simbahan. I tried to talk to them. I brought witnesses that we can talk to them. Ayaw talaga nila and they left the church. And sometimes you just have to let go. But I pray for them every day. And letting go means that I hope and pray that one day, they will come back and they will come to their senses. It's still love. Amen? Pag natuto tayo na ganito tayo mag-handle ng problema sa loob ng simbahan, then we will create a wonderful environment in the church where we can love and really grow in our Christian life. Amen? So in conclusion, this is just what I would like to say. As we celebrate this Sunday, let us ask God for the courage to speak when love requires us to speak and act. May we never use silence to escape responsibility. Let us not use correction to humiliate or condemn others. Amen? Don't use correction para ipahiya mo yung kapatid mo. yung may kasalanan yung kapatid mo, may nagkamali yung kapatid mo, huwag mong sisigawan sa maraming tao. Amen? That is not correction when you correct someone in public. And you have to check your heart because you are causing a stumbling block on that person. Do not use correction to humiliate or condemn others. This Sunday, let us ask God to give us the wisdom to speak the truth with love. When you are correcting someone, yes, what you are saying is the truth, but do you do it with love? Pag walang pag-ibig, huwag ka munang mag-correct because you will be on the flesh. Sometimes, pag may ginawang masama yung isang tao sa akin, hindi ko muna kinokorek. Pinapalipas ko muna. Yan ang advice sa akin ng yumaon nating obispo. Don't confront right away. When someone hurts you, don't confront right away. Give it time. Give it time and pray for that person first. Until the day that person comes to you and talk to you, now you have the credibility to talk to him. Maniniwala yan sa'yo. Dahil hindi ka nang lalait kaagad. Nagdadasal ka muna para sa kanya. Let us ask God as well to give us the humility to accept correction. Pag tayo kinokorek ba, tumatanggap din tayo ng correction. Okay? Kung gusto mo na tumatanggap yung kapatid mo sa correction mo, matuto ka rin tumanggap ng correction sa iba. Okay? So you ask God to give you the humility you need to receive correction. And also we pray to God that He will grant us the grace to become instruments of healing and restoration in the church. Amen. Let's all stand.